Hello, Frank. What's going on?
Hi, Rosie. Things are great. Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good too. Frank, you went to a restaurant called Le Berrut. Please, can you answer me some question about this experience?
Sure, fire away.
Okay, where is this restaurant?
All right, so this restaurant is in the city of Strasbourg, which is about 65 kilometers south of where I live. And it is in the southern part of Strasbourg in a suburb called Neudorf. So it's not close to home.
Oh my God. Why do people like going there?
I don't really know. Probably they like Lebanese food. It is a Lebanese restaurant, so people would like to go there if they want to eat Lebanese food.
Okay. So, what motivates people to drive a longer way to eat there?
In my case, it is a little bit different. We had met some friends, or we met some friends whom we haven't seen for a long, long time, many years. And they were on a little holiday even further south of Strasbourg. And we decided we would meet and have lunch together. And so I wanted to find a restaurant which was halfway. So they drove 60 kilometers, we drove 65 kilometers, and we met in the middle. And that was why we went there. Yeah. I had been to the restaurant many, many years ago, but I didn't really remember it. But there are so many restaurants in Strasbourg, and I didn't want to try anything unknown. So I said, okay, I know the restaurant. I've been there once. Let's try it again. And that's why we drove this distance.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And what are the opening hours?
So the restaurant is open for lunch from about 11:30, 12 o'clock until 2. And then again for dinner, 6:30 until I think something like 9 o'clock in the evening. And I think, if I remember rightly, the restaurant is closed at Mondays. So from Tuesday until Sunday.
Okay, pretty nice. And can you describe the ambience of the restaurant, the decoration, the atmosphere, please?
Yeah, so the restaurant is, in my opinion, a little old and a little tired. So it could do with some fresh painting, it could do with a little refreshing in general. The decorations, the colors on the walls are warm. There are yellows and a little bit of white. Nothing really special on the tables, just a bunch of flowers in the middle. And the atmosphere, I didn't really notice the atmosphere because we were so busy talking with each other, catching up on all the stories of the past few years, that I was more focused on that than to look what the atmosphere is like. But I do also remember that the toilets, you have to go through a long, narrow corridor. There's a very dark room at the back of the restaurant. There are
Oh.
very small toilets. So the back is very dark. But like I said, the restaurant looks tired. It needs some money spent to make it look fresher.
Okay. Oh God. And what kind of food do they cook and serve?
So
Lebanese.
it is a Lebanese restaurant, and my wife and I, we love this kind of food. So what they do is they offer a mezze, it's called a mezze, and there you have a selection of different hot and cold food. So, for example, you can have a taboulé, which is mashed wheat, tomatoes, parsley, and lemon all mixed together like a salad. You can have a labneh, which is white cheese, sort of hardened white cheese with some lemon. Of course, every restaurant, every Lebanese restaurant should have some hummus, which is pureed chickpeas, which is absolutely delicious. We eat that all the time. Sometimes you have some vegetables or some meat wrapped in wine leaves. Mutabak, also very important, which are pureed aubergines. Or you can have some warm starters or some warm mezze falafel, which are again meatballs with chickpeas, some grilled chicken, and then a lot of grilled meat, chicken, lamb, beef, minced meat, all grilled with lots of spices and sauces, and it's very, very delicious. Yeah, and it comes in several plates, and you just like in a Chinese restaurant, you share with each other, and you have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Yeah, and so that's what they do. It's a Lebanese cuisine, and that is their cooking.
Oh my God, looks like delicious, right?
I'm getting hungry talking about it, yeah.
Yes. And who would like to go to this restaurant?
So I think anybody who likes Lebanese cuisine or anything from that region, from the Mediterranean, North African region, they would like to go to this restaurant. But I also think that it is a restaurant, it has a neighborhood feel to it. So people who live close by and who don't want to cook or want to have something for lunch or go for dinner, they would be people who would like to go to this restaurant. So Lebanese food, it's a local style restaurant. Certainly people who, like me, who live a long way away, we wouldn't be the p sort of people who go there unless you know it, and you really like their way of cooking. Yeah, but it's a local restaurant, really.
Oh, pretty nice. And I think people that want to try this kind of food too, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it is certainly something to, if you have never eaten Lebanese,
Yes.
going to a restaurant and saying that, look, we've never had it, what do you recommend? They will say, you should try this, you should try this. And they will give you a mixed platter of different foods or different dishes, and then you just eat your way through. It's delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. Yes. And do you need to make a reservation at the weekends or during the week?
So what we did, I chose the restaurant and I told our friends that we would should meet there at that and that time, so Saturday 12 noon. And when we walked in, the restaurant was not full, but I did notice that during lunchtime on a Saturday afternoon, the restaurant was full. Every table was taken, maybe except at the back where it's so dark. So I would recommend making a reservation. It's always the safest way anyway, because it seems to be a popular restaurant. If on a Saturday afternoon the restaurant is full, I think that's a sign that it is a popular restaurant. So make a reservation. It can't harm, yeah. Rather safe than sorry.
Okay. And what about the value? Do you think you got value for money eating at this restaurant?
Yeah, that's a difficult one. So we were two couples and we paid together, we paid 140 euros. That's including some drinks. The only alcohol we drank was during our aperitif. We had some Crémant, some sparkling wine. We didn't drink any other alcohol. And then we had these platters, and it came to 140 euros. So times six is about 720 reais for you in Brazil. I have to say, and then we split the bill, and it was 70 euros for us and 70 euros for our friends. And I have to say, this is pretty much normal what you can expect to pay in a restaurant. But I was a little underwhelmed. I was a little disappointed. It was okay, but it was nothing special. Yeah, it wasn't a wow experience. But I also have to say that we spent so much time talking and catching up on the news, etc., that I also didn't always notice the food I was eating. I was eating and talking and concentrating more on the talking and concentrating less on the eating. Yeah. But so the food was okay. It was nothing special. You have to expect to pay 35 euros per person. That's pretty normal. But I cannot say if I got value for money. It was an okay experience. Yeah? Nothing special.
Okay, good. So, the experience with your friends met your friend, it was great, right? It was a nice time.
We hadn't seen each other. The last time we saw each other was a few years before COVID. So that's a good 5, 6, 7 years ago. We hadn't seen each other, so it was an opportunity. So that was more important than the restaurant.
Yes, so it was a great time together with your friends, right?
It was good to catch up. Yeah.
Oh, pretty nice. Okay, Mr. Frank, thanks so much for the information about this restaurant. Bye. Goodbye.
I. Not a problem, Rosie. Pleasure to share this restaurant and the website. I will share the website as well.